It's the end of the week at Laurelwood Elementary School. The kids in Katie Hauser's kindergarten class are getting a quick lesson about isopods, those little roly-poly bugs, before they clean up and go home.
So ice is the kind of stuff you find in the freezer, but isopods, even though it has that sound at the beginning, it's not ice like you find in a freezer.
After school today, Hauser will teach reading lessons to first graders. Then she'll hop in her car and drive 5 minutes to her apartment.
So actually, I live literally down the street from my school, so it's really nice. I stop through one stoplight on my way there.
This short commute would be a dream for most people, but it's especially rare for public school teachers who are paid a lot less than some of their Silicon Valley neighbors. Teacher salaries at Santa Clara Unified start at around $55,000. But according to the last census, the South Bay has one of the highest concentrations of people earning about $200,000 or more in the country. The new Apple campus is being constructed just around the corner from Hauser's school and her apartment. And this type of growth makes it pretty tough for Hauser's fellow teachers to afford to rent or buy a home in their school district.
I have a friend that lives in South San Jose, and she commutes to San Mateo every day. And then I have another friend that owns a home in Gilroy and commutes up for work every day, just because that's where it's more affordable.
What makes it possible for Hauser, though, is something her district invested in when the Bay Area economy was booming, just like it is now. Casa del Maestro, or House of the Teacher. Jennifer Derrico is the public information officer for the district.
Casa del Maestro is a district-owned teacher housing project in Santa Clara Unified. It allows our newest teachers to be able to afford to live and work in the same school district.
When the complex was built in 2002, Casa del Maestro was the first of its kind in the state. Derrico says below market rent at the 71 and two-bedroom townhomes help provide relief when teachers are renting, but also after they move out.
And the hope is that they'll move on to buy homes with our teacher mortgage assistance program.
Hopefully in the school district. Many districts in the state and even across the country own land. San Francisco Unified owns a few vacant lots, a dog park, and some of the dirt underneath the Nordstrom at Westfield Shopping Center. Casa del Maestro was built on land the Santa Clara School District owned, and it's managed by an external foundation.
It pays for itself, so we're fortunate that we don't have to charge more for the apartments in order to keep them running.
When the school district built the facility, turnover for the first group of teachers to live in Casa del Maestro dropped below average. The typical rent for a two-bedroom with a garage at the complex right now? $1,500 a month. That's about half of what it would cost to rent a similar apartment in the neighborhood. Kindergarten teacher Katie Hauser lives in one of those two bedrooms with her husband.
It's the spare bathroom, dining room, living room, kitchen.
They're fixing up the spare room and expecting a baby in the new year.
I can honestly say that if I didn't have the opportunity to live here, I probably wouldn't still be working here because on our salaries, although they're great, we can't afford to live in this area. It just is not possible. This is the master bedroom. This is one of my favorite parts. Walk-in closet, which is great. I just don't like sharing it. Another bathroom.
From her porch, she shows me palm trees that line the entranceway. They lead to a big rec room in the center of the complex.
So this is our rec room, and they let us rent it out for free. It's just a good size. A lot of people use it like for their staff holiday party, or I had my birthday party here. People have had baby showers here, wedding showers.
One of the best things about living here, Hauser says, is living with other teachers.
Not to say that we wouldn't want to ever live with people that aren't teachers, but you know, having such a stressful job, it's a nice place to come home to because everybody kind of has the same common courtesy.
And she says she's a better teacher because of where she lives.
I don't know if I would feel as connected if I were commuting from, you know, say the North Bay to come down every day to do my job.
There are a limited number of spaces at Casa del Maestro, so there's a very long wait list. Teachers can only stay 7 years before they have to move out and give their spot to another teacher. Hauser's been there for just over six.
And I'm pregnant, and I'm due in January, so we're kind of, you know, freaking out a little bit, trying to figure out what our next step is, but we'll see. We've kind of looked outside the area. It's just hard to want to go outside the area when we both have great jobs and we love them.
Hauser will continue teaching wherever she lives, but that's not true for many of her colleagues.
There's a teacher shortage, and I think a lot of that has to do with what we get paid to do our job. I think what's happening a lot of the times now is that teachers can't afford to be teachers because they can't afford to live here.
In Santa Clara, I'm Angela Johnston for Cross Currents.